Well, Alex, I guess all very frustrating, really, last weekend.
Yeah, it was, really. It sort of took us a little bit by surprise. Obviously, with the game against Bromsgrove before Christmas, we'd had to cut the carrot fleecing off, so we didn't have enough to cover the pitch, and sort of went on the gamble that with forecasts of around -2 and the sun definitely being present the next day, we'd be fine. Only to turn up on Saturday morning, realise we'd actually dropped to sort of -5, -6, and the sun was hiding behind the mist. So we had to make the call early. Sheffield wanted to leave at 8:30 in the morning, so knocked it on the head there. And have firmly set our attentions on Harrogate this weekend.
Yeah, it's one of those instances where you generally had to make that early call because Sheffield got a long way to come.
Yeah, I mean, the protocol's such that we have to sort of employ the services of Mike Winnell, who lives out at Sutton. So he pops across and sort of just backs up our decision. At that time in the morning, there's just no way you can allow Sheffield to travel for 2 hours before turning them around. It wouldn't make sense to anybody.
Presumably you have a blank date where that game will be fitted in again.
Yeah, we had two blank weekends in February, the first and the last. So that game will go to February the 4th. And so we hope to welcome them then and get the result that we were looking for this weekend.
Disappointing, really, because presumably you would have wanted a game to try and get some West out of your system.
Oh, that's it, yeah, and just get momentum rolling again. We owed Sheffield one as well because they beat us comprehensively up there at the start of the season, which is the only game we've lost heavily in. So really wanted to get one back over them, having looked at the DVD and realised that it was we were quite capable of doing so.
So no joy against one Yorkshire side last weekend because of the weather, and another Yorkshire side this weekend.
Yeah, up to Harrogate. You know, we had some good run-ins with them last year, and we managed to beat them quite comfortably at the start of this year. So it's we're trying to get 2 from 2 this year, and again, like I said, get momentum rolling.
Yeah, you beat them reasonably easily down here, did you?
Yeah, I mean, it was the first game where the backs really looked dangerous. Will Burton scored 2 tries from memory, and really sort of showed his class at 10, and that was the difference on the day. So yeah. Looking to do the same again up there.
As far as you're aware, has their squad changed much?
I think they've been suffering slightly, yeah. They've lost quite a few from last season, certainly. And I think they had a link with Leeds Academy earlier in the year, and I think that's sort of faltering slightly in terms of the quality of player that they're receiving. But obviously any team in this league is dangerous, and we'll go at it for 100%.
And in terms of being an away game, after the disappointing result at West Ham, I suppose, a double determination to make sure you don't go down that road again.
Yeah, there is. There's some calls from within the club about having an overnight stay again, but we sort of ruled that one out. An overnight stay can be as detrimental as anything if you're hanging around for too long on a Saturday morning. So we'll leave here at sort of 8 o'clock-ish on Saturday. We'll get up there. We'll go in minibuses again so we can get more direct than taking a larger bus and hopefully go and do a job.
And clearly it's important you get that momentum going for all kinds of reasons. You don't want to lose touch with the top 4 clubs, for example, because otherwise there's a danger of the season petering out, presumably.
Definitely. I mean, Westo lost last weekend. Huddersfield lost the weekend before. So there's a chance for us to sort of step up. And that's what we just keep looking at top 5 and hoping we stay with them. You know, and as results sort of go this way and that, as the season progresses, we'll hopefully climb to 2nd and 3rd place.
Louis Silva has come in on loan. He was due, I think, to play last weekend. Clearly didn't because of the weather. So is he likely to figure this weekend?
Yeah, we're going to leave the squad exactly the same. It's only fair, really. You've told boys that they're going to be playing, and then it's a hell of an explanation to tell them how in the space of a week and no game they can be dropped. So we'll leave it exactly the same, and we'll bring boys on. Louis will sit on the bench and hopefully get a run.
Yeah, that link-up's obviously starting to bear fruit.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we take Will Grawlish from Gloucester now, and we've got links with Louis Silva at Bristol, and it's just really nice to have those links. You know, it shows that we're not that far away from the top end, and those teams trust us to bring their players on for them.
So clearly, obviously, I know you didn't have a game, so you'd be unlucky to pick up injuries, but sometimes in training you can pick up a niggle, but no problems at all.
No, we had to go at training in trainers last night, you know, sensible footwear, and everybody's moving about as slowly as me, luckily, so no twisted ankles or knees. And yeah, hopefully Thursday will allow us to train at 100% and we can get up there and do a job.